save with Octopus Energy. Outstanding value with award-winning customer service. Visit octopus.energy/value for our calculation.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom, I'm Daryl Jackson. Marine Le Pen says she is innocent after being banned from standing at the French election. The leader of the National Rally Party has been found guilty of embezzling EU funds for political purposes. Her lawyers say the presidential favourite will appeal against the court's decision, which disqualifies her from running for office for 5 years. In a TV interview, she said she will fight until the bitter end.
Millions of French people will be denied by a court judge without any possible recourse. The candidate who was until today the favourite to win the presidential elections. Surely that must shock and horrify all those who respect democracy.
The Sentencing Council will delay guidelines which advise judges to consider the lives of offenders before deciding their punishment. The government previously announced plans to pass an emergency law to override the guidance. It's prompted claims of two-tier justice after it advised judges to take offenders' ethnicities and backgrounds into account. A major incident's been declared in Birmingham over an ongoing bin strike which has left around 17,000 tonnes of waste on the streets of the city. Birmingham City Council says the regrettable step was taken in response to public health concerns. And Donald Trump says a deal to force TikTok to be sold should be done by Saturday. The platform has to find a non-Chinese buyer for its US operations to avoid being switched off. From Global's newsroom, you're up to date.
This is Classic FM from Global.
And hello again, it's Bill Overton going late night Monday into Tuesday. With you seamless, you'll barely notice the join. Refreshment from Handel now if you happen to be taking a break.
Classic FM.
Thank you.
This is Classic FM.
Playing Eric Coates' Dambusters March. That was the band of the Coldstream Guards. Before it, we heard the hornpipe from Handel's Water Music Suite number 2, Les Musiciens de Louvre. It's Bill Overton here on Classic FM. Early Tuesday morning. Yes, it is April Fool's. Jane says, you may be safe, but her children aren't. They can look forward to heaven knows what later. Chris has been in touch from Aberdeen as well. Would love to hear the Goretzky Symphony of Sorrowful Songs. I know you don't do requests, just hoping. No, I don't do specific requests. I can't this time of day. And also Amory Minhall gets very cross if we do. But I will definitely put you on my long list, which means when it comes up soon, You'll definitely get a mention, Chrissy. Nice to know you're listening. Text to 61812 if you'd like to. You can email via our website as well at classicfm.com if you want to get a hold of me. Bill Overton here. April the 1st, dates in the diary, All Fool's Day, of course, for all practical jokers and impractical ones as well. Ancient Romans actually had a similar holiday. Theirs was called Hilaria. Which sounds great. In France, they try and stick a fish on your back. See if you notice. In Scotland, didn't know this, it's tradition to have 2 days pranking, not one. You're cut off officially midday when Anne-Marie Menhall's here. As I said, she won't stand for any nonsense. Beethoven, it said, loved a practical joke. This he never referred to as the Moonlight Sonata, so we're never going to know if he would have been amused. The opening movement from Beethoven's Moonlight Sonata. Alice Sarah Ott, we heard playing there. A chilly moonlight tonight. Some areas dipping to zero. Generally, a pretty breezy night. There's a chilly nights, but lovely warm days at the moment. And I think it's into the 70s by later in the week. The rest of the day, a bit of fog and frost to start, then long sunny spells to look forward to. Michael's in touch. The best April Fools I ever saw, that famous spaghetti harvesting TV documentary. In the early 60s, classic, enjoying the terrific selections as usual. Hello, Michael. Yes, I remember the reports of that as well. There was I did see actually something earlier today, all the famous April Fools that have been done over the years. Don't seem to get quite so many, but we'll check out the early morning papers when they come in, just in case. Dates in the diary, April 1st, then late greats include Rachmaninoff, officially an April Fool. Debbie Reynolds, also born at this day, the Singing in the Rain star. It's sourdough bread day today, very popular in the Middle Ages. But they weren't paying £8 a loaf then, were they? The size of some of the sourdough loaves that leave the bakery near me, named after the woman, you know, the one. Extraordinary. Anyway, Panis Angelicus next. César Franck's music, of course. The voice we're going to hear, Andrea Bocelli.
You're listening to Classic FM.
Rodrigo's Fantasia para un Gentilhombre, the first movement from that, played by guitarist Miloš Karadaglić and the London Philharmonic Orchestra. And before it, Panis Angelicus, sung by Andrea Bocelli, along with the National Academy of Santa Cecilia Orchestra and Chorus. It is Classic FM, keeping you company through a very relaxed or busy night, depending on your time of day and your usual hours that you keep. Quick look at the dates then for April 1st. Couple more. It's St. Stupid's Day in San Francisco for celebrating the absurd. Jump in a muddy puddle day. You need to be a fan of Peppa Pig to understand that. And it's Edible Book Day, for real. Sounds like an April Fool, but celebrates Jean-Antelme Brillat-Savarin, who wrote the Physiology of Taste, known as the Bible for gastronomes. Marla, an avid reader with an impressive library. Shakespeare, E.T.A. Hoffman, Dostoevsky, Dickens were favourites of his. His appetite for books, I don't think, stretched to actually eating them. He wrote this in place of words, though, for his wife, Alma. Thank you.
Thank you.
The Adagietto from Mahler's Fifth Symphony. Simon Rattle conducting the Berlin Philharmonic Orchestra. It is Classic FM. And a message here from Webhead. Twice this week I've regretted never being able to thank Handel for the pleasure he's provided me. We're playing the Water Music Suite a little bit earlier. I'm glad I was able to tell Jimmy Webb, though, more than once, that I consider him a genius, the songwriter Jimmy Webb. Well done, you. I'd share your taste in music regarding Jimmy Webb, certainly. Bill Overton here on Classic FM. Could you do with a bit more spring in your step? The weather's good for the week, at least. Schumann to add his touch on Classic FM before three. Next music by a composer and pianist who has sold out dates in the UK for June and July this year. I think you can still get seats in Manchester, but you need to be quick. Ludovico Einaudi. Arrange for violin. That's in just a second.
Classic FM.
It was my first day back at work after finishing my treatment, and my colleague was like,
"Are you better now?"
And I said, "Yeah, lots better, thanks." But I didn't mean it. What I meant was, I couldn't stop crying this morning because I didn't feel ready to come back, and my chest feels weird, and I feel like everyone's trying to suss out which of my boobs is missing. But you can't say that to Nigel from finance, can you?
For all the things left unsaid, we're here. Search Breast Cancer Now, the research and support charity.
Check your retirement savings are on track with PensionBee's easy-to-use app. Because when your pension is in a good place, you're in a good place. When investing, your capital is at risk.
Did you know that RSV, respiratory syncytial virus, is a common virus that feels and spreads just like a cold? But for older adults, RSV can cause serious complications like pneumonia. But you can help to protect yourself by washing hands and surfaces regularly, not touching your eyes, nose or mouth if your hands aren't clean, and also getting vaccinated. Speak to your GP practice or healthcare provider about your prevention options, or visit brsvaware.co.uk to learn more.
Do you ever feel like getting back under your duvet in the middle of the day? Ferroglobin is a great-tasting liquid formula with iron, which contributes to the reduction of tiredness and fatigue and normal formation of haemoglobin. Ferroglobin from Vitabiotics at Boots, pharmacies and vitabiotics.com.
The most relaxing music.
Classic FM.
Thank you.
You're listening to Classic FM.
Shelley at the piano playing Mendelssohn's Songs Without Words. Igioni by Ludovico Einaudi before that. Violinist Angèle Debeau with her ensemble La Pieta. Bill Overton on Classic FM. Yesterday, Classic FM requests with Anne-Marie Minhall had a sunny, seasonal feel. Music by Strauss, his Voices of Spring. The Max Richter Vivaldi sort of rethink of the four seasons for Liam and Lucy, who have a newborn baby, Sienna. Anyway, they enjoyed music from that spring. Here's the spring-like Schumann for you before we catch up with the news.
Thank you.
Christian Thielmann, whose birthday it happens to be today, conducting their Staatskapelle at Dresden, the opening movement from Schumann's Spring Symphony we heard. I'm sure the spring theme will still be very welcome. If you get in touch with Anne-Marie Minhall and Classic FM requests for lunchtime today with the weather the way it is, she'd be delighted to hear from you. Get in touch for our website, classicfm.com. Our Hall of Fame 3 at 3 on the way, including one of Bach's highest entries and some unfinished business for fans of Schubert, like me, after the news.
Classic FM.
It was my first day back at work after finishing my treatment, and my colleague was like,
"Are you better now?"
And I said, "Yeah, lots better, thanks." But I didn't mean it. What I meant was, I couldn't stop crying this morning because I didn't feel ready to come back and my chest feels weird and I feel like everyone's trying to suss out which of my boobs is missing. But you can't say that to Nigel from finance, can you?
For all the things left unsaid, we're here. Search Breast Cancer Now, the research and support charity.
If you were missold a home on a holiday park, holidayparkadvicecentre.co.uk could help you receive compensation. Text ADVICE to 78900.
Did you know that RSV, respiratory syncytial virus, is a common virus that feels and spreads just like a cold? But for older adults, RSV can cause serious complications like pneumonia. But you can help to protect yourself by washing hands and surfaces regularly, not touching your eyes, nose or mouth if your hands aren't clean, and also getting vaccinated. Speak to your GP practice or healthcare provider about your prevention options or visit brsvaware.co.uk to learn more.
If you've lost £10,000 or more in a crypto scam, Wealth Recovery solicitors may be able to help, even if the crypto scam was up to 6 years ago. We've already claimed back millions of pounds for thousands of scam victims. So text WEALTH to 66777 now.
Wealth Recovery.
Solicitors, the crypto recovery specialists.
On your radio,
on Global Player,
and on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom, I'm Daryl Jackson. Household bills are going up from today as a series of price rises come into force for essentials. The average annual cost of gas and electricity is expected to increase by £111 to over £1,800. Water and council tax are among other bills that will be going up. But Home Office Minister Dame Angela Eagle claims households are still better off.
Wages are going up higher than prices. For the first time, we had an entire parliament where that didn't happen. What we've got to do is try to grow our economy so that we can ensure that prosperity